Random House Audio presents Who Stole the American Dream? By Hedrick Smith. Read for you by Rob Shapiro, with a prologue read by Hedrick Smith. We must make our choice. We may have democracy, or we may have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, but we can't have both. Louis D. Brandeis, advisor to President Woodrow Wilson.
Prologue, The Challenge from Within. We are treading the edge of a precipice here. Civilizations die of disenchantment. If enough people doubt their society, the whole venture falls apart. We must never let anger, fashionable cynicism, or political partisanship blur our vision on that point. We must not despair of the Republic. John W. Gardner, Cabinet Secretary to President Lyndon Johnson. Thus, it is manifest that the best political community is formed by citizens of the middle class, and that those states are likely to be well-administered in which the middle class is large and stronger, if possible, than both other classes. Aristotle, Politics. In his magisterial work, A Study of History, British historian Arnold J. Toynbee tells the story of how civilizations rise and fall through the dynamics of challenge and response. After studying 21 civilizations across 6,000 years, Toynbee found that the fate of each civilization was determined by its response to the challenges it faced. Ancient Egypt rose to enduring greatness, Toynbee reported, by overcoming the challenge of a hostile climate with a sophisticated system of agriculture.